good to see you. Thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you.
It's the final push for votes in Iowa. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is surging in the polls.
It was the warmest jacket I had.
This Santorum event at a restaurant drew an overflow crowd that braved the cold.
Good crowd, Rick.
And hordes of journalists from around the world.
If you're looking for someone you can trust, someone who's authentic, then I'll put myself out there. I know you're not going to agree with me on everything. But what you do know is that I will say what I believe and I will do what I say.
Don Todd will vote on Tuesday. He's leaning towards Santorum.
Is someone with more basic American values than the what the Democratic Party has turned into. That's what this Iowan's thinking, and a lot of the people that I know.
Marty Miller came all the way from Florida to follow the candidates around Iowa.
Somebody that can turn this country around and get us back where we belong, where everybody's proud of our country.
Santorum is trying to catch former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who's leading in the polls.
Get out and vote and vote and vote. Get your friends to go to the caucuses.
If liberty is the most important issue...
Texas Congressman Ron Paul, running second at the moment, also fired up supporters at a rally in downtown Des Moines.
The enthusiasm is growing by leaps and pounds and bounds. The crowds are getting bigger.
Support for former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has been sliding, but he's still hoping for a last-minute surge.
Look, I think this is a volatile environment where people are going to walk in undecided or semi-decided, and maybe as many as 50% could switch during the course of the caucus.
Polls show Gingrich may be right, and the Iowa caucus race remains unpredictable. Jim Malone, VOA News, Polk City, Iowa.